Hello. There we go. Hello, Green Living Guy here. What's going on? We're just, it's a lovely day today. Finally, you know, we're getting close to that spring action. Little Earth Day coming up right around the corner. And people are starting to think about going green, but realizing it in different contexts. We're talking about energy efficiency and saving money on energy in your home is going green and saving green, which is cash in your pocket. I know this will be a long, hard discussion over and over and over again for people to get their head around, but the only thing I'm trying to do is help you save money and help you realize that you can do it and go green at the same time. And the guy I got on the phone now, and I'm not joking about his name, it's Brandon Green. And he's soon to be, he's just waiting on the paperwork so we can kind of officially say he's gone through the the trials and tribulations of the study of green, and he's about to become one of the first, if not the first, green real estate broker in, of all places, ladies and gentlemen, the D.C. metro area. And if any place needs it, it is our beltway. They need to understand what it is to live and go green. So, Brandon, thank you for taking the time in the midst of your showings today, I guess, or work to come on to the Green Living Guy show.
Absolutely, Seth. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. So tell me what got you to go through the process in the first place, because I bet you there's some people out there going, oh, you know, I do real estate, but there's no way in hell I'm going through that process of signing up to be a green real estate broker. I mean, I'm just basically going to be shelling out money for something that,
right,
what, it really doesn't matter to the market, you know, the consumer, the heck, you know, and they just want to buy and sell and make their commish. So tell me what prompted you?
Well, you know, and honestly, that was kind of me for a long time. I thought, what's the whole point around doing this extra certification and learning all this when the buyers don't seem to really care?
Right.
And I've noticed over the last couple of years that has changed. And so I've had my eye on it. And a few months ago, I was contacted by a developer here in D.C. who was about to roll out the very first multifamily LEED Platinum candidate building in the city, and said, hey, I'd be interested in you representing me, although you need to get up to speed about what
right.
this is about.
Right. They
and
were already ahead of you. Yeah.
They were way ahead
yeah.
of me. Right.
Way ahead.
Exactly.
Okay. So you got up to speed because you said, hey, developer, new job, new property, good commish, what the heck, right? Why not do it for the extra money? Because the ROI is going to be okay. I'll make my money back on the courses. What the hell, right?
Right, and like you said, my last name, I mean, I'm tired of the puns. It was time to really put it into place.
Oh, well, you should try doing the book Green Lighting with the last name of Lightman. Anyway, go ahead.
Right. There we go, right.
So you went through the process.
I went through the process. My first process really was walking the project and learning from the developer what she'd
mm-hmm.
done over the last few years and the elements of green building and then going through an actual certification process added to that, and then really engaging the consumer and the buyer to see what the level of expertise was in the marketplace was how I began.
Right. Right. Okay, so now you go through these certifications, these courses, you start to understand the green market space, you say, all right, I'm shelling out this cash, but hopefully I'll make it back on the commish. What was the market response to green buildings in the D.C. metro area?
To my surprise, admittedly, the market response was extraordinary. We had a stampede
yep.
of more than 120 people in our first open house that very first weekend, and I was shocked.
So it was like almost, you know, what do they call that, the day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
You know, with the holiday season, you know?
Black Friday.
Yeah, Black Friday, you know,
Sunday.
It was like everybody wanted to stampede you to get in the building, you know, hopefully nobody got
right.
hurt, right? So,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I mean, I bet you were. I bet you were, and I'm glad that you were pleasantly surprised, you know,
mm-hmm.
to your liking, because now it's not just an ROI on whatever money you made off of the thing. This could help you with your going forward.
Yes, and I found that I really was excited about representing this project because for years I've been working with clients who have complained about no insulation in the attic and how much does this old boiler really cost me on a monthly basis. And so being able to have a project that was at this caliber of green building was very exciting for us.
I bet. And through that process, are you now starting to realize what you need to look out for, even in other properties in the D.C. metro area that you start to sell?
Yeah, and frankly, it started with my own house.
Yeah, you know, you probably start thinking it and going, oh, no. Let me check the attic. Oh, good.
Right.
Going.
Right. Guess what?
Oh,
right.
Yeah, I can hear it now. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Trust me. I know. Been there, done that. I mean, I'm glad that somebody's at least starting to figure it out there, that the consumer, believe it or not, has always relatively been interested in it. You know, there was a real estate broker around me who is not a certified green real estate broker, but he's going through the process of becoming green, and sooner or later I'll convince him to become a green real estate broker. But he has done it in his own home. You know, he started off with the CFLs when the LEDs weren't around, and now his CFLs are getting older. He's going to go to the LEDs. He's going to do solar. He's going to do other things as well. And, you know, he's even helped form this or start up this speaking seminar that's been taking off in my area in Westchester County in New York, showing people how to go green. And he realized that there are three things that people basically look at when they buy a home, which is, what's my school district? What are the property taxes? And what's my energy bill? You know, and or utility, which even includes, as you're understanding, but doing the LEED certification component, what's my water bill? Now, these aren't things that are terrible things to know. I mean, these are things that are going to be outborne costs going forward. You know, you got to know what your principal and interest is on your mortgage, and then what's going to be in your property taxes as well. You got to know what you're going to be paying on energy on a regular basis, and you certainly got to know how much you're going to pay on water, because that water bill just creeps up on you, and you go, come on! Oh, man!
Yeah. It sure does. And, you know, I had a lot of misconceptions, too, about what green really was and the cost.
Yeah. Most people do. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean,
for example,
I'd heard of these low-flow faucets in the bathroom. And the first thing that comes to mind is no water pressure when you shower.
Right.
And I was pleasantly surprised to realize that actually by injecting the airstream, there was plenty of water pressure in the shower with that new faucet and a huge reduction in the amount of water usage in the building.
That's right, yes. In my own home, I've got now courtesy of... And they're not a sponsor, but they let me get one in to test. Was of all companies, now we're talking about a really out there company, okay, giving me a shower head for my shower, water pick, okay. You know,
really?
not a company that we all have grown up with, you know, or
no.
You know,
right.
Never. So they came out with one, and I put it in my bathroom for my kids. Shower, and my son can't tell the difference. He still gets showered the same amount of time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes I even enjoy just jumping in there to take a shower because it's just comfortable to know that it's a comfortable shower. And you'd be surprised. Yeah, the air pressure offsets whatever you lose in water, and it's not
does.
It's not that you're getting cleaner longer. People.
Right.
You know, air pushes the water faster, so it basically makes the water that comes out more efficient.
Right.
All I can say to you is don't knock it till you try it, you know?
There you go.
But yeah, so you learned that the water pressure was good. What else made you realize about energy?
Well, the other thing that I was surprised about was the rain barrel. You know, I've seen rain barrels around town from time to time and thought for sure that they were pretty expensive. And I was able to go online, I think to Home Depot or somewhere, and find a rain barrel for like $150. And here in D.C., the summers are really hot and dry, and we'll get these downpour rainstorms, but then nothing for another couple weeks. And so having that rain barrel for the watering of the flowers outside, I think, is a huge win for $150. I mean, I'll save that probably in a month, frankly,
in
water costs.
Yes. Usually, which is really interesting when it comes to water associated with going green, is that your payback is almost sometimes even quicker than other products that may be associated with energy or utilities in your home. You know, but the water barrel is a thing that actually has been going big in my area too here. People have been buying them left and right because, you know, and just so everybody's aware, if you're in the middle of America or whatever, you know, we've been having some water issues, right? You know, and not to mention the fact we got water cost issues. And so this helps you store that water. And don't worry, you're not going to get bugs in there because they got screens over it, people. Don't start thinking negative about it. You know what I mean? And put that thing on your drain. It's going to capture that water, and you use it when you need it. And because it's aerated, an aerated filter on top, the water remains fine. And people have been saving a lot of money in the summer on that because I know that a lot of properties, I would assume some of the properties you sell, like in either in the Virginia or some other lawn-based properties, you know, people are spending a lot of money to keep that water going during your hot summers. And I know it gets hot in summer there. Cause I interned down there a couple of summers, and, man, it gets hot. It gets hot in the summer down there. You know, it's like you look forward to going into the Capitol building of all places, you know. But
it does. And it seems like
it's an action, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, the weather just seems to be getting more extreme. So if you can capture water during those heavy rainstorms, and then it'll carry you through the dry period, I think that's a no-brainer. It's a big win.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, here's the best part. Once you spend that $150, you don't spend it again. It's not like buying an app on your iPhone, right? And it's not a recurring cost. It's a one shot. And it saves you every single time. Every time. So beside the water saving, have you noticed anything about the lighting, the insulation? What other parts of the home have made you start to realize that this is the way to go?
Well, I think the lighting technology for green has improved. I remember a few years ago looking at some of the green light bulbs and finding the light itself was very harsh and unattractive. And it seems that is changing to some softer lights that look more traditional, if you will, are still incredibly energy efficient. So I have been pleased that you can still, and you're starting to be able to buy some light fixtures that look very pleasant and are still energy efficient. So I think as we move further into getting green into the traditional marketplace, changes like that are very important so it doesn't feel so strange to have a green product in your home.
Yeah, you don't have to have a squiggly necessarily, you know, that squiggly
light,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can have, if you're going to do a CFL hi-hat, you can have a squiggly with a encasing around it. You know, so it looks like that par 30 lamp or that par 38 lamp, the outdoor lamp outside your house, you know. It looks the same. It's just there's a CFL in there. And if you want to spend a little extra money up front and get crazy savings on the back end, you can even go LED. And the light there is sometimes even better than in the CFLs. And they last for almost forever. I mean, I wrote up this story about the new Cree hi-hat thing where it's an all-in-one. You know, you basically take out the old hi-hat system but keep in the canister that stays in the roof and you unscrew it and then you just screw in this thing and it's just the whole, it's the casing, it's the cover, the light, and everything, and it stays in that one thing. So it's, you know, and you screw it in, and that's 20 years. You never have to worry about it.
Right.
It's almost like a roof light, you know, I was saying to somebody. It's like, screw it in. You worry about it the next time you change a roof.
Right.
I mean, it becomes, you know, or, you know, in certain instances, if you got even the technology, it can last you almost 30 years. So
it's amazing.
You know, when you pay
it's
off
amazing.
Your mortgage, you'll probably have to buy another one,
right.
You know.
Like, just, you imagine
know,
that.
Come on. You know, I mean, you know, instead
a 30-year light bulb.
A 30-year light bulb. And it's not like the, you know, but I think what's very interesting about energy efficiency that people need to really get their hands around, which you are in the process of pioneering in that area, the D.C. metro area, which will be important, is really how much people will save, and that this is, call me, you know, I'm going to throw this out to you as a hypothetical question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You get, when you buy a house, okay, or when a customer, client buys a house from you, they're usually mm-hmm. doing, if it's not an efficient home, a lot of modifications, like improving the boiler, getting
right.
maybe a new washer and dryer, the new kitchen, the new this, the new that, and, you know, so we're all doing those renovations, or slowly doing those renovations if we're in hard economic times, or even if we wanted to mm-hmm. save because we're in such hard economic times. People are always, you know, calling the electrician, calling the plumber, you know, you're calling these guys, right? You sort of
right.
call these guys to deal with your products, right? I mean, you get service contractors, right? You know?
Sure.
Right. So if something breaks, if you're not one that could fix it yourself, somebody can come in and fix it for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That usually
mm-hmm.
happens. Okay.
Sure.
So when people are doing that and they want to replace the boiler, that must have happened at least a couple of times with a couple of sales you've done, right?
All the time. Right? Absolutely.
All the time. Okay, so it happens almost every home. Okay, so when they do that, they get usually a more efficient boiler than the one they had before, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
true.
When they do that, they're replacing their boiler with their existing plumber, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a new, they've just done that contract or you know, spent that money on that, right? Hey,
right.
Everybody, guess what? That's a green job. Oh, my goodness, we don't know what a green job is. Well, guess what? That's what one is.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't
sure.
realize it. People
right.
don't realize it. Here's another one, people. You ready? Okay, you go into your attic, and you realize there's no insulation. Or you have insulation, but you want to see maybe how much insulation there is, and, you know, maybe I need to improve and stuff like that. And you can go onto the U.S. Department of Energy website to figure it out, what your R value is. And, I mean, well, I know we're not talking about really hard things, people. You know, your R value is the thickness of your insulation, right, based on where you live and what you need. And most of the attics in America are either under-insulated or no insulation. Is that something you've noticed in the D.C. metro area?
Oh, hands down. Out of 10 homes have either no insulation or not nearly enough insulation in this area.
And what do you recommend them do?
Well, I always tell people if you do nothing else, which I'm not sure why you would do nothing else, but if you did nothing else, then you need to address insulation in the attic. And to give you an example, this project that I've been selling, the attic went from an R2 to an R38.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
R2 to R38.
R2-D2. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
I mean, R2 is basically nothing.
Yeah, that's air, people. That's like, you know, that's the sheetrock that holds the roof, you know, the ceiling. That's nothing.
Right.
You know, that's like having a size zero, you know. It's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing to it. And, you know, it's unbelievable because once you insulate it a little bit, or a lot, like an R38, I would assume in your area, it helps the consumer save on energy costs, right? Because last time I checked, the Department of Energy is saying 30% of all heating and cooling costs are associated in a person's home with insulation, under insulation.
And I agree, and I think this is even more important in climates that aren't as harsh. Like, I'm from Iowa, and so it's ridiculous to think that you would have no insulation in your home in Iowa because your pipes would freeze. I mean, it would just be ridiculous
right.
in the winter.
Yeah.
Here in D.C., where it's more moderate, it's even more important, I think, because we still do have extreme temperatures, and it doesn't need to be 40 degrees below zero to get a tremendous value out of having extra insulation.
Sure. The thing that people don't like to do but still do anyway, I would assume, in your area, because you probably deal with all different clientels, but you got people that are definitely heavy hitters that spend money or stuff like that, so they probably do the windows too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and they
replace
those windows to be more energy efficient,
right.
even though they're not realizing they're doing it. So they're getting like the mm-hmm. Bella windows or this or that,
mm-hmm.
and the windows that they had before were the old...
Single pane...
Yes. Yeah, you could like
yep.
you know it's wood's wrapped around it. You know the wood's
yep.
holding that glass in there, and when you open it up,
maybe.
It's like you know, yeah,
right.
it's really loud, and you know everything, and they're replacing it with really nice, newer looking windows, right?
Right, right.
And that's more, and believe it or not, people, it's more energy efficient. Oh my goodness! So when you replace your windows, guess what, Brandon? It's a green job.
Right, right.
Oh, my
true.
God. What is that?
We've been doing this for years, and we didn't even know it.
No. Yeah, believe it or not, it's the same thing over and over again. You can go from
right.
example to example, you know? And I think what you're going to be even doing, believe it or not, is not just being a pioneer, and I was jokingly thinking to myself, you better have your cowboy hat walking around there because you're going to be a pioneer for green in your area. But, you know, I mean, really... you're going to be helping create green jobs.
Sure.
You're going to help spur the economy by getting people home after home after home a little bit more aware of what they can do to save some energy just
mm-hmm.
by being
mm-hmm.
the same real estate broker and shelling out maybe a couple of $1,000 to educate yourself on what you need to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
sure.
Am I wrong?
You're right.
I mean, yeah, and
you're right.
I'm not trying to be, just making sure, right? You know, and you're going to
yeah.
know more than the typical real estate broker, so you almost have what's called, a competitive advantage. You're like,
well,
you know more than somebody else might, right?
True.
And you might
and
be able to help
the,
that consumer become more green.
Yeah. Yeah, for the brokers out there, real estate brokers out there, the certification wasn't even a couple $1,000. I mean, I probably only spent maybe $500 in my education process. Yeah.
Was it on a Sunday? Because I can go, Sunday! No, I'm kidding. Get your certification now! No, I mean $500? And
yeah, it's
I
online.
Mean, that's a couple of... that's nothing.
I know,
realistically,
right?
It's nothing.
Right.
It's less than an average college course nowadays.
Sure. Yeah.
When you think, you know, college credits are about 100 and something bucks or whatever, you know, and they're 3 or 4
mm-hmm.
credits, you know,
mm-hmm.
multiply it out plus all the service charges, you spend less than an average college course to get a competitive advantage that will probably equate to millions of dollars, if not tens of millions of dollars, over the life of your business, of you providing to the local economy. That's how great what you're doing is, believe it or
not.
That's
big return on investment. Huge.
It's for everybody, not just you, but to even the client, which are people buying houses. You know, we're in a housing crisis. So imagine, you know, recognizing now that it's not just what you pay to the mortgage company, and we can always... not used
mm-hmm.
to pay more to the mortgage company. I'm sorry, I didn't say that. But with our
nobody heard you.
Real estate crisis we're going with, you know, they
mm-hmm.
don't need the cash. But, you know, we got that. Then you've got what you pay to the town, which is your property taxes, and that's always usually going up, while services nowadays are going down, because they're not even, which is something I've been talking about, government isn't even trying to be more energy efficient themselves,
mm-hmm.
yet they're telling people what to do, and if we did that, we could reduce property taxes, believe it or not, because, for example, the United States government, guess how much they spend on energy bills annually? You ready?
I have no idea.
You ready? You ready?
I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
Drum roll, please. $40 billion.
Wow.
$40 billion with a B. And they say that towns and villages and municipalities, which include school districts, you're talking 3 to 4 times that amount. Trillions of dollars. I don't mean to sound like Carl Sagan, but trillions of dollars, you know, we're talking about here, saving across our country if we just got over the fact that a green job is not a four-letter word, people. It really isn't. And you're going to be one of those people in the D.C. area and even nationwide because you got a blog out there that people can read and learn about, and we'll get your message out there to the community, that you're helping people to understand that green is not bad. It's only good and for only the right reasons. Am I
right?
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This helps everybody, a big win-win across the board.
And now that you've realized that with the other properties that you show that aren't so green, does it help you help the consumer more?
Well, it helps the consumer more. It helps the sellers more. And I'm talking now to other developers who were very impressed with the speed of the sale, saying, hey, you too can modify your project or start your project with green in mind, and here's a list of 6 things you could do immediately to make a big improvement to it.
That's correct. That's correct.
And 120
and,
people will come to your
I
open
might
house.
Add, just to help out even the economy as well, meaning mine, you can offer them the Green Guru Guides books. I mean,
fair
doing yourself home energy audits, there's 140
yeah.
different ways right there.
That's true.
You got solar power for your home, renewable energies for your home. We're working on, and soon will be coming out, stay tuned, a wind power for your home. And we've got all these different books that are going to come out there. They're just going to help people save, and then green lighting, you know. You're talking about things that people can do to help themselves. And I always say to somebody, listen, the do-it-yourself home energy audits book is $24.95. Would you rather spend $24.90 or $2,495 for an energy auditor? You know, and then
right,
you don't.
Right.
You're the one doing it yourself. You become the green guru. You know, and
that's
you're
true.
Now becoming the green guru in the Washington area. You know, everybody thinks it's so funny. I get this all the time. People think because I'm was the editor of the Green Guru Guides that I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be the green guru for everybody, and it's
mm-hmm.
like, I'm just a guy, trust me, I got enough worries of my own, you know what I mean? I want everybody else to be a guru. I want
right.
people like you to do what you're doing, which is leading the way in such an important area of our nation, because it's the beltway, and people need to know what green is, and that it's not such
mm-hmm.
a bad thing. I mean,
well,
if you get these congressmen that come in, they were probably calling you up, looking for a spot to rent or buy, correct?
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. And
yeah.
and I'm a firm believer now. I'm really excited about
well,
the knowledge we have. Yeah, huge.
Yeah,
finally.
I mean, yeah, hey, and if you can do it, somebody else can do it, because guarantee what's going to happen is,
right.
And
right.
I'm going to have to wrap up soon, people, but what's going to happen is this guy, Brandon Green, is going to go out there, is going to go congressman to congressman, senator to senator, not intentionally, you know, but just by default, or all these people that are in the business or are living in the area to go green and recognize how great it is so that we don't get choked on inefficiency standards, but real efficiency standards
mm-hmm.
so we can save cash. I mean, Brandon
mm-hmm.
is a pioneer out there, and we'll put out his message on my site, The Green Living Guy, Greenopia, and a couple other places. Stay tuned, and I just will say, Brandon, really, you're doing the right thing. You're rocking it out over there, and it's only
Thank
a
you.
Benefit. It's a benefit to the area. So thank
you for coming
on the air. I really do appreciate it. Green Living Guy saying out, one small step at a time, and yours is going green. Thank you. And we'll be off shortly. So I'm going to shut off. Let's see. Hold on. You still there?